T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, a little after 5 on this February the 8th. You know, one of the teams that's doing really well is Hofstra's had a great year. They're 20-4. They haven't lost at home yet. They'll be at home tomorrow, I believe, against William & Mary. They beat Elon last night 102-61 in a nail-biter. But they've had a great season. As I said, they're 20-4 overall. It's tough to win their conference because of where the tournament is every year. It's very hard for a Northern team to win there. It does not happen often. Unfortunately, with the great year, they're probably going to need to win the tournament to get into the NCAAs, but they're having a wonderful year, unbeaten at home. As I said, William & Mary tomorrow at home at 4 o'clock, and their head coach, Joe Mihalik, joins us now. Coach, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me. How you
My
doing?
My pleasure. Congratulations. You're having a wonderful season, so congratulations on all the good work.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I'll tell you what, Mike, it's a great bunch of guys. It's fun to be with them every day, and they work hard. They want to win. They like each other. I think not every team, you've been around a long time. You and I have both been around a long time. There's a lot of good teams that don't like each other, but these guys are good, and they like each other. They like playing together, so it's a coach's dream.
Did you expect this year, or are you a little surprised?
A little surprised. You know, but it's funny. Back in July when we started having our workouts, the sentiments were like with the staff. They're like, you know what? It's just a good bunch of guys. I like these guys. It's fun to be here every day. And then it just kept growing. And we've had a couple of surprises. And the one star we have, Justin Wright Foreman, has been
what a big
even
year.
More of a star.
I mean, when you get a college kid scoring 25 points, that's unusual. That is a lot of points in the college game. That's a big deal to have a college kid, a guard, scoring 25 points a game.
Yeah, because, you know, he's the pressure of knowing that he's supposed to do it every night, and then he sees the best team's defender every night, and they beat him up every night, and, you know, he's been incredible. His maturity and his composure, his poise, and, of course, his talent. He's a special guy.
You got two guards who are logging a lot of minutes. They're averaging 40 points between them, Pemberton and Wright Foreman. So you're relying a lot on that backcourt with those two guys, and they're logging a ton of minutes, and they're scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, we just, we kind of just say to them before every game, don't get tired, don't get hurt, don't get foul trouble.
And it's working.
Yeah, it is. And we got a point guard that's a good player, a kid named Jazeera Bowie, who,
right.
He's a terrific player. He's been top 20 in the country in steals, and he's a great leader, better off the floor than on. So, you know, like I was saying earlier, when your locker room is as good as when they're on the floor, that's good stuff.
How about this year from a standpoint? Now, this is always a ticklish question. I mean, do you think you don't play a lot of teams, unfortunately, that are going to be top 50? Your 100 record's not going to be what some other teams are. Do you think that you have a body of work that is eligible to be an at-large, or do you realize that do you think it's reality sets in and you have to win your tournament?
Yeah, I think on February 8th or whatever today is, I think it's probably the latter more than the former. We probably got to win the tournament. You know, and if you continue to have some special moments. And,
right.
You know, like our games were, we were at Maryland, and we were up 7 in the second half, and we lose. We were at VCU.
Right.
Jesus, we had the game won, and we lose in overtime. And then we're at Marshall, who was supposed to be good. They haven't had such a good year. So.
Right.
You know, we had a chance with those three. We've won a bunch of road games, but yeah, you're probably right. We don't have that great win. But you know, we still got a lot of wins, and I don't know. Maybe Maryland will finish really strong and end up being a top 50. And if they do, that'd be great. If VCU finishes strong and finishes in the top 50. At least we played those teams and on their court.
And it's always a tough conference to win a tournament in. I mean, it's always an underrated conference. It's always a good conference. It's always a very strong conference, number one. It's a conference that doesn't get enough attention, but it's always a very always strong teams, number one. Number two, it's tough for teams from the north to win going down south to play those conference tournaments. It's never easy to win there. I think
they basically have three home games,
right?
And so
yeah.
if they can win, so yeah, it's tough, and it is a great league. We all say the coaches
very
all say
good league, very underrated league, no question about it.
It is.
It's a very good league, and yeah, you got a team that you know the game you're playing. You got a team that's on its own court there. That's tough to beat those teams when you're playing in a conference tournament. Not an easy thing to do. Very tough to do.
Really tough. But you know what? Who knows? We've answered the bell a bunch of times here, and our guys are, you know, they're fearless, they're tough, and they're crazy enough to think they can win every game. So that's why we love being with these guys.
You get a bye. Let's say you get a bye, which you probably will. Is it going to be hard on your guys? Do you go deep enough to play three games in 3 days? Will that be something that'll be tough on your kids?
Yeah, it'll be tough. We don't go as deep as, and I'll probably be kicking myself in the backside at the end of the year if it doesn't work out. But, you know, we probably go 7.5, maybe 8 deep. Now, the thing is we don't run and press a lot. You know,
right.
We play a zone. I think it's a good zone.
Right.
At least sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad.
Right.
But the zone helps us. That doesn't wear us out so much. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, Mike, there's a TV timeout every 4 minutes.
That helps. That does help. But even even like with kids like yours who are kind of Iron Men, can they handle 3 games in 3 days, or does that wear them down?
I think, you know, we plan for that. You know, we start cutting practices down in the middle of January.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we just had a practice today. I mean, I don't even know if anybody broke a sweat. We play tomorrow.
Right.
So we try to save the legs and do a great job in the weight room and make sure they're you know, we nursed it. We nursed these 5 or 7 guys along. They're off the practice floor as much as they're on at this time of the year.
You lost the Northeastern. You beat them in your place. They beat you in their place. That's the only conference loss you have. Who's the other team in the conference? Are they the other team in the conference?
Charleston's good too.
Charleston's good. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Charleston's really good. Going into the season, It was picked Northeastern number one, Charleston two, and we were picked third in most
of
those
okay.
preseason things. And it's playing out that way, I think. It's playing out that way. Although some other teams are having good years.
And you still got a game at Charleston to play. You've beat Charleston once already this year, right?
Yeah. We got William & Mary tomorrow. We're excited about
right.
that. Sold out here. It's white out. It's sold out.
Oh, really? Sold out tomorrow, huh?
Sold out tomorrow.
And it's on TV, right? Is it on CBS?
It's on something. I'm not sure what it's on.
I think it's on CBS Digital, I think it is, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is. But, yeah, it's sold out, and it's white out, and it's, you know, and I hope the people come out.
Has the response been good for your team? When your team's undefeated at home and you're winning this many games, does your place, which is a great little gym, does it get full most nights or no?
Yeah, it's getting better and better every night.
Okay, good.
Better and better every night. We've got people really working on it. Unfortunately, our students are on break from like the middle of December till the end of January, but
gotcha.
They're back now and they're excited. There's a good buzz. There's a great buzz around here.
Well, there should be. I mean, you got a heck of a year going. I mean, 20-4 is nothing to sneeze at. That's a heck of a season.
Oh, it's incredible. We're really proud of it. What's nice is the guys are hungry and want more.
All right, so William & Mary tomorrow, sold out. So no one should come running for tickets because it's already sold out, the game, and it's 4 o'clock on CBS Digital. And then a big trip to Charleston, and before you know it, you'll be in the conference tournament.
That's the truth. It's going too fast. This is one of those teams you like it so much, you're sad when it comes to the end. But we're going to savor every minute being with these guys and hope we can finish strong.
Well, listen, continued good luck. We'll check in with you along the way. But, again, we wanted to acknowledge what you've done this year. You've had a great year. Good luck tomorrow. And, again, congratulations on a great season.
Mike, you're the best, man. Great to be with you.
Mike,
thank you,
Coach, very much. Joe Mahalik, who's done a very good coach, done a very good job with this Hofstra team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.